I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. I wanna be loved. There's nothing
Friday Happy Hour in Tyrol. This is your host, Linus, and I'm so glad that you are here. If you are listening to the show, the phone number is 516-666-9519. Please come on in. We're going to have a good time. I got some questions. I also do love Tyrol, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll probably do that maybe once, maybe twice a month. I don't know. We shall see. But I enjoyed it when we did it before. But I just like that song because there is nothing better than love, huh? It's just so beautiful.
I agree.
Okay. Well, we are going to begin, and I'm going to call out I'm sorry, I don't know where my paper is. I wrote down everybody's area code, and then I don't know where it is now, so you're going to have to tell me. 901, I know that's Sheha. 210, who's that?
Shava Bodie.
Shava Bodie, all right now. You and I are going to have some food. 706.
You know we are. You know, I'm pouring my drink now.
Miss Wilhelmina, okay, 706.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And 414.
Christina.
All righty, that's my Christina. All right, I know Deborah, she'll probably be coming in a minute. And Jessica J said she was going to come in. Lakeisha was going to try and sneak away at work, but I told her don't get in no trouble now. But anyway. All right, y'all. So we got Sheha, Christina, Miss Wilhelmina, and Shava Bodie. Now, we got to start this off right. I was cracking myself up. What is the deal breaker when you're dating? Now, Miss Wilhelmina and Christina, I know you two are married, but I know it had to be some stuff back in the day that y'all wasn't going to put up with, so, you know, participate. I know it was something before you found the love of your lives. So, but anyway, what is the deal breaker when dating? Me is lying. Yeah, if you start lying, you got to go.
Mine, too.
Okay.
Lying and cheating. You got to go.
All right. Go ahead, y'all.
My deal breaker is lying.
I'm Wilhelmina, and I'll say lying and cheating. That's it. No other chance.
All right, yeah.
Find somebody else that's better.
This guy from Bodie, I'm going to say lying, cheating, financial instability and addiction.
Financial still. Oh, heck yeah. I ain't trying to be with no homeless. No offense, homeless people, but no. And I can't be broke, okay? I mean, he can't be broke. I'm sorry, I'm shallow. You got to be able to pay for a meal. Don't look to me to pay for it, okay?
Those cardboard boxes get a little wet.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. What about a deal breaker if they have children and they didn't make that clear to you when you first started dating them that they had children? Because there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, a lot of people have kids nowadays, but it's pissy when, to me, it's like you don't care about your kids to mention that. Did I have one or two children?
Yeah.
You know, you find out by happenstance.
This guy, I was dating a guy, and when my kids first left the house, when, you know, they're grown, like, I wouldn't date a guy with young kids because I wanted freedom. I'm like, oh. But now, you know, my kids have been gone for, God, 7, 8 years, and I don't have any grandkids. It was not a deal breaker anymore. Like but he'd have to treat them well. Now it's a deal breaker if you have kids and you don't take care of them. Oh, that's a deal breaker. I don't fool with men like that.
Oh, right on. I'm with you 150%. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be a sperm donor. I want you to be a person that interacts with your children and nurturing them and all that good stuff and be proud of them. You know, regardless, that's your kid. Say something.
Exactly.
You know, ladies, well, it depends on if I'm interested in you or not. It depends on where I think the relationship is going. I do not introduce my children first. I don't even talk about my children. So what do you all think about that?
I let a man know I have a child, but he ain't going to meet her right away when I was dating back in the day. Oh, no, you're not. And I didn't know about human trafficking at that time, but that was just me as being a protective mama. You don't need to know my child, children. until I think we done took it to that level that we've gotten closer. But otherwise, no. Yeah, I have a child. Well, can I meet him? Hell no. I don't know your ass.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I just don't, because it's not, you know, when you first meet a person, you don't meet the real person, no way. It's a presentation of that person, and that's, you got to know if that presentation is the lie or the truth. You don't know, see. So my idea of that is that, okay, you've given me this presentation of yourself, and you may present yourself in a way two or three or four or five times, but, you know, as they say, if you don't tell, it's hard to tell the same lie different times of the day, you know. So I just got to know you first. And the deal breaker to me is all of the above, what the other lady stated, but you got to be a human being with me. I want to know that utmost character of yourself. And when I first meet you, no, that's not you. That's a presentation of yourself. That's my idea.
An illusion.
When I got a divorce, so I started dating. So you don't come to my house. And then I always meet the guy wherever the date was. But then, so I found a serious boyfriend, but I literally didn't introduce him for a year. I'm like, I don't like, yeah. I was funny about that. You're not coming to my house, and if I don't know you, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't move anybody in. I had a boy, a couple of boys, and they wanted to move. No, you keep your own stuff. That now, because I was real protective of children now.
Me too. I dated a guy for 4 years before I even introduced him to my daughter and my grandson, but. You know, because I knew that deep down inside, though, I knew that he was just a side thing, you know, my friend. He didn't have to be their friend. He didn't have to know where I lived or anything like that is the way because I always met him somewhere else. But it was 4 years before he even done what my daughter and my grandson looked like.
What was you building, Hilton Miles?
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
I got to tease you because you said 4 years, like, you wouldn't let him at the house. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe she went to the Hilton. She was billing her miles with travel.
I was billing my points because, I was billing my rewards and you know, it's just that. What am I trying to say, ladies? I just didn't. I knew what that was about, so why let him into my business like that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, anyway, go ahead, Lynn, to the next question.
No. That's true, because that's something to think about, is because we're older women. And, you know, it's not like we're young. We can just, like, kick you to the curb. Bye. You know, it's like you get off the bus, it's another one getting on. Okay? So, but at our age, you know, what is a deal breaker? What's appropriate? Because definitely we are not putting up with the illusions like we did when we were in our 20s and 30s and maybe even in our 40s. Right?
Absolutely.
I think it's different. Right. It's like, I see that bullshit a mile down the street. Okay.
Exactly.
When she gets 50.
And I'm less tolerant. The older I get, the less tolerant I am for bullshit. Like, I can't even be bothered.
Accept the truth. Say it again.
Me too.
Ain't nobody got time for the BS.
And if they start that line right off the bat, I cut them so quick. I'm like, you lying about petty stuff? Like, you're like, wow, how you lying about petty stuff?
Well, I dislike people that's lying, period. It just angers me. I mean, you sitting up out of the clear blue sky lying. As my elders would say, now, that just sounds like a lie to me. And when it starts sounding like a lie, oh, it just pisses me off.
Did you say, I don't know, I'd rather not discuss it right now, but just don't, when you start that lying, you got to go.
fuck not with you.
Nope. I don't have a tolerance either, Shavabody. My tolerance is short, too.
Yeah.
I can't tolerate that. A foundation on a pack of lies already. Like, how are you supposed to build on this stuff? Like, and then if you lying about that, we supposed to build a foundation, and we supposed to build a wood, and you bringing plastic over here to look like wood. Like, uh-oh.
I want to know why these young women, y'all see how you feel about this, these young women that have children by these guys, and they don't marry them. They end up marrying somebody else. Why do you continue to have kids by a man?
Exactly.
If he ain't said, let's get married, and you steadily having children, who's the fool here?
Oh, yeah, that's a personal problem. Sure, yes, it's personal.
Yeah, but that's also, you met that man dating him, so there wasn't a deal breaker, a red flag can show up somewhere, even if he just had one child. A red flag can show up somewhere because he ain't said, let's get married.
Yeah, yes, but it showed up. But what I'm saying is that person is dealing with personal issues. That's why I say it's a personal problem.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Common sense,
you know,
okay?
I was kind of glad to hear about pregnant by Mr. 12 Baby Mama Future. I said, why? He already got a couple of baby mamas that he didn't marry. Why would he even date a guy with all them baby mamas? Like, I wouldn't even go out with you. Like, you need to take care of them kids.
Well, which means we don't have no money.
Exactly.
You got all this. We don't have no money.
Well, hey, ladies,
you really don't have that much time for a relationship either. Like, what are you doing,
ladies? Unless it's Elon Musk. Elon Musk got 8 different mama babies.
Yeah, but Elon Musk is a billionaire. I make sure my kid.
That's what I'm saying. Now, listen, Elon Musk, then you go ahead and throw you one in.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? Somebody said, could you be in a polygamous relationship? And I was like, no. Then I said, wait a minute. If he had a lot of money, I probably could. Where's my allowance so I could go build my empire and we could be together?
Okay, well.
But if not, like, why would I share a broke man? It is beyond me.
That's what I'm saying.
Now
it's beyond us.
I can go on the islands. I do all the traveling I always wanted to do. I can entertain. I entertain myself very well now. I can keep entertained.
Yes.
I said, but
hello.
That whole, they're a broke man, and then, oh, no. I said, then he was still
no,
going to be
oh,
super
no.
between his other wife. He'd be like, it just got to be us too. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I probably could have, you know, before. I'm like, no, I can never do it. I'm like, yeah, I've been by myself for next year, be 10 years. I've been by myself so much. It's normal now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he still has to be able to put it down in the bed now. Let's not play like it wouldn't be that, oh, we ain't never had
enough. Oh, hello. Yeah, that's another deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. You're right.
Don't come here with no kibbles and bits, and don't let the prophylactin be bigger than you.
Oh, God, you're so crazy.
Well, I was with a guy once, and, you know, I always have prophylactin because I don't take no chances. But anyway, I had to ask him, are you in? And at that point, I knew he got to go.
Yes,
he came
right.
up real short.
I can't even imagine. That's a deal breaker for me. That's a deal. I forgot about that. That's a deal breaker too. Because that's what keeps the glue when you want to choke the shit out of them. It's like, oh, I want to kill you, but when I get into bed tonight, I'm going to love you again.
No. But, you know, Shavabody, I said I could be with a man in a wheelchair. He got a tongue.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of friends. That's the only way they have an orgasm. They're like, oh, no, he got to eat. Like, that is it.
Oh, wow.
Shoot, I'll push his ass around. I ain't worried about it. I mean, if he's a good man, you know, that's like, I don't, whether you're standing tall or you're in a wheelchair, if you're a good person and you've been good to yourself in your life, you know, you've had goals or education, whatever, and blah, 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 yeah, your head's still working.
That's true. That is true. I forgot about that. I agree with that. I forgot about that. Them hands still working.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? You have to romance. I like for a man to romance my mind first. I mean, you know, it's just like be mindful of what's coming out your mouth, and to me, it's the essence of a person too that turns me on. You know, like if you got a mind in that head on the top of your body, you know, it just that first, you know, romance my mind first.
I literally can't get turned on unless they're smart. And like people
let me be
huh?
Yeah, I just say, yeah, I agree. And, you know, romance my mind first. You got to, before we even get there, I mean, it's something else got to click for me, you know.
Right, a lot. Sometimes I wish that I was just turned on physically. It'd be probably more simpler in my life, but I'm like, I like all these nice-looking guys, and they start talking, and it's so stupid. And I'm like, ugh.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Like, I can do it. I'm like, oh, it feels like I'm dating a child almost.
And being the one that just want to talk about himself and he all this and he all that, oh, my goodness. Am I interviewing you or what? That to me is a deal breaker also. If you're so self-centered, you don't see anybody at this table but yourself, okay, then... No, that just doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. I find a lot of older black men, they are pretty self-centered. Except for the ones who've been in long-term relationships. But a lot of them, when I was on that date, maybe it was just the guys on the date website. But the minute they would say, you go on a date, and they're like, what do you do for your men? That's the first flag that they're looking for somebody to. They're looking for really a personal assistant. They're not looking for no wife. They're looking for a maid, a nurse, and a purse is what they're looking for. I'm like, well, what do you do for your wife? Oh, I take her out to dinner. Oh, okay. But I found the younger guys, it was like the date was about you. What do you want to do? What do you want? And the older men, this is where I want to take you in, really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's funny is a lot of them have two families. They got older kids and little kids. And then the young kids, these young girls, they leave those children with those men. They don't even try to take care of them kids. Which I'm not knocking anywhere. I'm like, oh, you, like, I found a lot of those dads. They had the younger kids. Them women don't play now. They'd hurry up and leave them kids.
That's your will.
Well, Shava Bodhi, I like younger men. I've dated, I went with this cop for 9 years, and I was 8 years his senior. And then I went with the guy. I went with the guy that was out there. I'll just say this. He worked for the mob. Mm-hmm. And he was 12 years. I was 12 years, excuse me, his senior. He thought he was older than me. Of course, he did kind of look it. But he thought he was older than me. But you're right. It was more about me than them.
Yeah.
You know, what can I do? You know, did I always say I'm not a cougar? But you know what? Maybe I am.
Well, I don't know. I think technically if you would have found somebody, because I'm real high energy too. And I'll be a cougar too because I need somebody to match my, I'm not going to say match because it's hard to find somebody high energy like me, but you got to bring some energy to the table. And so you're useful.
Need some energy.
You look useful. You act useful. So these older guys, like, it's just because you're looking for a match, and your match is useful energy.
Mm-hmm.
You find out, like, I don't think you just say, oh, no, I'm not going to date you because you, I'm not going to date you because you just broke down and you don't have no energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of these men now, Shava Bodhi, in their 60s, they're looking pretty good, girl.
I prefer a smarter man, however I can get him. That's what it really is. However, I can get that smart one. So if he's young or old, I don't discriminate about that age. But if he's, it's that intelligence level, it gets me.
That's me,
so
too. And
older,
she, I'll tell you, I'm like that, too. You got to reach my mind first. And then we'll talk about the rest of it. But you got to be intelligent.
That's what I like first. You know, you can roll me. You can turn me on with your, without the physical, but the mental first. You know, work on my mental ability first. You know?
Yep, that's true. But I flirt, you know, I flirt and enjoy. But I got to tell y'all a funny story. Once I was in the grocery store, and I was preparing for a gumbo. And this man behind me was talking, you know, da-da-da-da, whatever. I mean, being nice, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, gumbo, you know, Louisiana, blah, blah, blah. I never looked at the man. I'm just talking mainly to the cashier. So when she got through and everything, I said, oh, let me turn around, you know, maybe just say hello or whatever. He was so fine. Jesus Christ. I turned around and I whispered in his ear. I said, you know what? You look like you need somebody to suck your That man got so red and started laughing. He probably went home and told his wife, this black woman turned me out today. Oh, my God, he looked good. Ooh.
Wow.
I was like, let me hurry up and get out the store. But I did. I just whispered in his ear. I said, you look like you need somebody to suck you, you know what. And he just went deep red and went to laughing. I guess he was so embarrassed. Nobody heard him, you know, because like I said, I whispered in his ear. But
wow.
He probably was. I bet he didn't forget that for a long time. Yeah. So that's, you know, about flirting. Anyway, this is good because, you know, we're at the age that we're looking for companionship or compatibility or relationship, you know. There's something that's it's worth it now. It's not about the, you know, the other stuff. It's like, okay, let's have some foundation, some substance here and, you know, some boundaries too. But, you know, to come correct. I guess that's what we're, I want to say is come correct, you know. And don't talk to me about sex. Don't bring that up for a month. I don't care about that. Talk to me to my mind, my spirit,
that's
my
true.
Heart.
That's true.
You know, because I, you know, I say that on the show, y'all, sex will be. If you're in a relationship, eventually you are going to be intimate, okay? But can he reach your mind? Can he reach your spirit? You know,
that's
your
what
heart.
Me on.
Think about
that
person. Like, oh, we, my heart's fluttering.
Yeah.
And that's what I like too. Like I realized you gotta make my heart flutter to that anticipation. But you know, I don't know, this one time I was reading this article somebody wrote, it was Avenue or Essence, one of them, and they were talking about this girl said she fell in love with this guy and she dated him for 3 months. And she said, so she finally decided to take it to the next level. She said the sex was horrible. And she said, then she tried it again, and it was horrible. And I thought, like, I don't know what I would do if I'd been in that. Like, she didn't get no indication that it was going to be horrible. And I thought, I would be mad if he dated 3 months. And then it's like, what? But I don't know. Like, I was like, I don't know what I would do. And she said, I keep trying to be with him, but I just cannot. I can't be without this guy whose sex is horrible. But yet I really fell in love with him. And I said, oh, man. So I was like, oh, I don't know. That was about, I don't know what I would have did. But in my mind, you didn't have a clue. Like, could the kids, like, I think, I don't know, maybe some guys can kiss but can't put it down. I don't know. Or like, you didn't get any kind of clue?
I tell them I don't do classes.
I know how that went, though. I know how that went. He was just eye candy. He had nothing else going. He was just eye candy.
But was it for 3 months? Did you have it going for 3 months, though?
That's a
problem,
right?
Well, you know, Ms. Wilhelmina, I do, too. I've waited 3 months for one guy, and he wasn't any good in bed, either. But I didn't, because I really cared. And when it came time to that, I was like, okay, we're fixing to cut this totally off. Because I can't front. I'm not going to front to you. So it's like, I'm not going to hurt your feelings now because I'm not a chicken shit person, but I'm going to just let you know this will have to end. Why? I don't think we're really compatible as I thought we were. You know? Just kind of break it down nice, but yeah.
You don't think he could have been trained? I was wondering about, well, if he was willing to take lessons or something.
Nah, my training days is over. Okay. I ain't Denzel no more now. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, you gotta come correct, or is something that you don't understand. Well, this is what my understanding is that, you know, at our age, men, come on, they know, they should know, and plus two, when they're not blessed, and that's a nice way to put it, when they are not blessed, slow your roll in that area, slow your roll, you know.
Yeah,
you don't want to be embarrassed, and I don't want to embarrass you either, so just slow your roll. Now, I've also been with men that were like a telephone pole. I hurried up. The following morning, I was knocking. Babe, you got to go. I got something to do today. Sorry, I forgot. I got something to do. Mm-mm. Out of here. I need my hips, and I need my panache. Okay, you got to go.
Exactly.
Ain't there. And you know what? He was Samoan. Them Samoans make a brother look like a punk, okay? That's why they be having them 10 and 14-pound babies.
I heard the Mexican.
The sperm probably weigh about 2 pounds when it comes.
Oh, big like that thing. Area code 504, who is this?
Deborah.
Deborah, or hey, let me apologize to you. I'm sorry I missed your question yesterday and missed you, so I just wanted to apologize. But anyway, welcome to the show, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, we're talking about what is the deal breaker when you're dating. That's our first question.
Ooh. Okay. Or you want to know mine?
Yeah. Mine were. Yeah, what's your deal
breaker? Cheap. I can't stand cheap.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's just not I don't like it.
Do you have any other deal breakers?
Like you were saying, like being ghosted, obviously, and then coming back.
Yeah.
No, once you leave, you got to go. It's you
that's
chose
true.
That door.
Yeah.
You know, they always come back.
Yeah, that's true. If you let them.
That's true.
Right. I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believed it.
We all went through that for a phase. Okay. And then it's like, yeah, no, never mind. Now I'm like, no, ain't no coming back. I'm going.
No, that's true.
I've already been on that road. That road is over.
All right, ladies. Thank you for all your information and comments and opinions on what is a deal breaker. My next question is, do you have a work pet peeve? And I know some of us are retired, some are still working, but anyway, do you have a work pet peeve?
I hate lazy people. I do. Like, lazy people get on my nerves.
Fair.
Like, you don't want to work? Ooh, that's my pet peeve.
Yo,
this
is Sheeha, lady. We got a really bad storm. My lights just went out. So I'm going to bid you all a really good weekend and be blessed. I'm trying to get some lights on around here.
Okay, please be careful, Sheeha. Be careful.
Okay.
Good night. Well, that didn't mean for everybody to go, why y'all dropping off for four?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I know Deborah's in California because we've had high winds today, and it's raining, and we're supposed to get some snow tonight. But, you know, thin, like an inch, it'll be gone, it'll melt. So I don't know what's going on in California because, you know, their weather, they've been dealing with a lot of strong winds and snow.
And rain.
So, huh? Oh, and rain.
And rain.
Yeah.
Rain too. It rained this morning.
The drought is over with.
You said what?
Yeah.
The drought is over with.
That's true.
Okay, well, the pet peeves, I know there's Sheeha and look like Debbie, maybe she'll come back in. Also, I got another question. Have you ever had to end a toxic relationship?
Yeah, my ex-husband, woof. Yeah, that was toxic. I was trying to hang in there, but that relationship was toxic.
Yeah.
So I had to end that.
I did, too. My ex was an alcoholic and domestic violence, so when I pulled my 357, that was the end of the relationship.
Oh, boy.
No, his friend caught my hand for the gun went off. But, yeah, he was an alcoholic and domestic violence. But you know how God, people pay the price. He got with another lady, and we all love her. Because he's dead now, but they were together for 20-plus years. Never laid a hand on her.
Yeah, but I think it's karma, too. I'm impressed. Like, but why? I wonder what it is. Because I think when men love you, they won't do it if they love themselves. Like, as much, granted, love is, it can range. It's a range. So people can love you as much as they love themselves. But also, like, I don't know, for me, like, there's a lot of stuff I'm just refused to do anymore. I'm not going to deal with, like, I was younger, I was trying to control my ex-husband. Like, oh, you need to act right here. I'm going to make you act right. And it's really just to be treated fairly. Like, the stuff that I had to do is just so he can get off of me and leave me alone. And I don't know. I said, now, never do it that soon. As when I see signs like that, you got to go. I'm not dealing with no drama. I'm not. So I wonder if he was like that because he said, okay, I was bringing the drama to the table, or he really did learn, or she just did whatever he wanted to do because, you know, when you try to control people, then that's when problems come out.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he was easily controlled by him, or do you think he just genuinely changed?
Oh, at first, but as the years went on, because I stayed there because we had two girls. I stayed there until the 17th year, and that was it. By the 17th year, I said, somebody going to be singing Amazing Grace, and it ain't my family.
Right.
So, that's when I pulled my gun, and I just said, you know what? This is enough. We've got these two young girls here. I can't do it anymore. But I think his stem from his mother, maybe. I don't know, because I used to tell him you need to get into therapy. Even back then, but what it taught me is that I don't deal with men now. If you drink, you have more than two drinks, Linus is gone. And you might do fine. You might be able to have four or five drinks and still behave in a very good manner. I will never know that because having lived that life with an alcoholic, two is tops with me. I'm out.
Wow.
I'm out. So that's just a scar on my heart. That's all that is. It's just a scar on my heart that I've never really let go. But like I said, it could be a very nice person, you know. But I don't know. But yeah, that's been the only one. Has been my ex-husband, because after him, I learned a lot. You know, you kind of grow up.
Yeah.
Look at your life. You look at your children and like, I got to do what's best for them and what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
After that, I was never in another toxic. That was the only one, was my marriage after that. Mm-hmm. Because I'd let a guy know up front, you know, you want to meet Jesus or what? Let me know.
Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend.
No, I can make that happen for you.
he got really jealous. At first I was trying to like, so, hey, I'm not doing nothing. You can look at my phone, my email. I don't even care. Like, I'm really not doing it. I don't have time. Between the job and these kids, I don't have time. What are you talking about? So I was trying to deal with him because he had everything else I liked. Like, I really liked him a lot. But he got toxic with that jealousy stuff. And then he was like, and right after my divorce, I was like, well, actually, not even right after, but for 10 years, I was like, I'll never get married again. I would never, ever, right? And so he wanted to get married. He said, I would act better, but she don't want to get committed. I'm like, no.
And so now, like, because I feel like every person come with a bag of shit, it's whether or not you can deal with that bag of shit. And so it's like, I don't know. I'm like, apparently I can't deal with nothing now. I don't know. That car was toxic. Like, he got mad that neighbors would come talk to me. It was ridiculous. And so I was
I said that too. I used to say that too, Shalabody, that I wouldn't get married again. But you know what? We don't know what life has for us and how God will bless us, right? We don't know. We pray for a companionship. And
I could do it again. I said I could get married again now when my kids are grown and out the house. I really could get married again, though. But before, for 10 years, I was like adamantly, no, never.
But that's just because you were bittersweet. That's all.
Yeah, plus,
you know, we do. When we get divorced, we get bittersweet till somebody comes along and change that within us, that there is a possibility that life can change for the better.
It is true.
Well, I do know that you learn from each relationship that you have. I know I had a toxic relationship. I was going to work. I was young, 18. And my uniform had a short dress, and I'm going to go on. I'm about my job and getting ready to go to work. And this man won't say I wasn't going to work looking like that. I told him, I just got this job. I'm going to work. He slapped me. I told him to wait right there. I'll be right back. I went in that kitchen, got me this long butcher knife. When he saw me coming, I stuck that nag in the door as he ran out of it, and it was there when he got back. And I ain't had no more from him since.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Let him know I can't have that control. God gave me my mind, and he gave you your mind. He didn't give me yours. And he definitely didn't give you mine. You know, he didn't give it to you, so... I ain't never let no man control me. No, not really. Not unless I agree with him.
Right.
I've always been like that because I've seen that all my life as I was growing up with my parents. So I knew I wasn't going to have no man hitting on me.
At all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the violent one. If we're going to be violent, it's going to be me. No.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there because the five of us, we never saw our dad hit another. Never. Now, they might fuss and argue sometimes, you know, but he never laid a hand on my mama. Mm-mm.
Well, my mother was the violent one, so, like my mother, so I learned to defend myself from my mother. Like, no, it ain't going to go down like that. But my ex-husband, when we got married, we were young. I was 21. He was, 25. We both came. I went hanging out with my girlfriend. He went and hung out with the guys. We were in Germany. He came back. I literally pulled behind him getting in the house. It was almost 2:00. He get in that house and he said, "You're getting in here later than me." Like, I was like, "What?" I was literally right behind you. I was behind the car. We were talking about whatever. He hauled off and slapped me. The fight was on. I tried to literally kill him. And I told him, "Man, I said, you never hit me again, and you can't take it as a promise or a threat. I will blow your head. I'm gonna take you out. I can't do it." And so, not till the end of the divorce, that we had another fist because I refused to take him back, and we got into another fist because. But I can't deal with all that. And then I had the same person who was jealous. He called me a bitch, and I was like, "Oh, you gotta go." I said, "Your mama's a bitch." And he was like, "My mama dead." I said, "She's a dead bitch." I was so mad.
Shalabody, you mean.
I am. I'm real mean. He said, "Don't call me by my name. If you don't ever want me to disrespect, then don't call me by my name."
I didn't play that either. I can't do it.
I got to be by myself apparently because I can't deal with nothing now.
Yeah, no, ma'am. I mean, I would curse, but not, you know, because I never heard my parents, neither one of them were cursers, but you know what I mean? They didn't call each other, so even all of us kids, you know, we didn't call people out their name, all them nasty names. Yeah. So we just said cutting words.
I said, "Listen, I don't do that." I said, because my ex-husband, he would call me names, and I was like, "I ain't gonna lie, I'm mean.
I will talk about you. I'll go in on you too then. And so I'm like, I'm not going to live like that no more. I'm just not. I am not. So either we're going to love on each other or it's not. That's just what it is.
Yeah. But, you know, that's something as we, like I said, at our age when we date, we definitely need to know does that person have issues. And are they working on those issues if they do have them to change for the better? You know, because sometimes people don't tell you, and they just go on. You're like, well, why do you have an opinion like that? Why do you feel that way like that, you know? They got something that they've been dealing with. They haven't let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still within them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of people are like that. I hate to say it. I think women work on themselves more than men. Men always externalize everything. And then when it never come out right, then they finally say, oh, okay, let me look at myself. Well, women, we initially think it's our fault. I should have did this, or I shouldn't have did that, and then we'll finally say, oh, I'm okay, it's them. But I would venture to say a lot of relationships are just flat out dysfunctional. A lot of people, I don't know if it's because Americans work so hard between going to work, taking care of your family, you don't have enough time to figure out, to learn about yourself or what. But I believe a lot of relationships are dysfunctional, but they just try to pretend like they're not.
I disagree.
Is there a perfect relationship? I think there are perfect, that people are perfect for each other. That's what I said. Like, I already know, like, yeah, it's something that you're not going to like about me, and it's something I'm not going to like about them, but can we deal with that something is what the issue is. As long as I'm still myself and you're still yourself. But here where I'm at, like all my friends, people don't work harder than their husband. And, like, and I know a lot of their husbands are cheaters, right? It's like, how are you busting your butt at working, you know, a full-time job, coming home, taking care of him like he's a child, like, oh, they got to cook and clean him. A lot of them even pay the bills. And then it's like, and that's a good relationship to them. But I'm thinking, at what point do he step up and do more work? Like,
well,
I don't know.
It's called compromising boundaries.
Yeah. And to me, but if they love it, that's no problem. That's their relationship. You love it. But I said, there's no way I'm going to get in a relationship and I got to do everything and he's sitting up there doing hardly nothing. And maybe, like, I don't know, like, my ex-husband, like, we were traditional. I cooked and washed the dishes until the kids got older. He did the yard and cut the grass. And I was a control freak. I controlled all the money. And these men, they keep all their money. The wife pay half the bills. They got to do all the laundry, all the cooking, cleaning. And then they still got to go get their car cleaned. They still doing way more work. And I'm like, what is the point of that relationship?
Because the woman has issues.
Yeah, not just like, oh, no, I can't do
it.
Think about it.
If she's doing all that shallow boat, if she's got issues where she doesn't want to, either she doesn't want to be alone or she feels like that is the way to hold a man. Because you got to realize some women are desperate. They'll do anything just to say they got a man. Yeah.
And you can see it. They're exhausted. I can see they're exhausted. I'm right. But
that's a low self-esteem.
And that's
that's
a lot of them are dysfunctional. Now, they do a good job. But it's a lot of dysfunction running around here because you're not going to roll over here and work me to death. That's not going to happen. And I got to pay the bill? What is this deal about?
Yeah. But you got to understand, too, now, I, this is why I disagree with you saying dysfunction, because I look at people not just Miss Wilhelmina, Mr. Smith, and Christina and her husband have been married many, many, many years. They've been through some shit, and I know they have, trials and tribulations, but through it all, they stuck together, worked it out, and they're still married.
That's right. We sure did.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. They may be dysfunctional, but I just kind of disagree with you there on that one.
Let me say this. Your magic word, to me, what defines as dysfunction is you magically said they worked it out. My problem is it ain't being worked out. It's being swept underneath the rug.
And so, and it really, and the truth is and it's still okay if that's what they like. Like, you know, I don't mock anybody's relationship.
Yeah.
It's what they like.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. We all, like, I think, it's, to me, it's kind of a travesty. Like cheating, I cannot stand. Like, I thought I was trying to roll with it with my ex-husband because I got the kids were young, and I was literally going to try and deal with it. But he was so arrogant and nasty with it. I'm like, oh, no, he got to go. And so, but realistically, like, if he had tried to work through it, if he had said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I hurt you. I hurt the family. This ain't going to happen again. But what I got was, just get over it. Right, and I'm like, damn. Well, baby, you're right. I need to get, let me get out and get you. You know, I'll get over it faster, right? And so, but ideally, it would have been great had he, if he could have even owned it. But he literally, he was basically said, I'm going to be cheating from now on out. So you just gonna have to deal with it, right? So at what point does that really teach my kids? And I said, I refuse to let my kids grow up to see a loveless relationship or where they got to take trash off people. And so, but if he could have owned it up, yeah, we could have been through shit and still been married, I think. You know, and I think that's okay because we all gonna make mistakes and we all, like, it's the point of can you work through it or are you just going to keep sweeping it under the rug and just, oh, well. Are you a better person? Are these, a lot of these people in the same relationship they was 20, 30 years ago. Where's the growth?
That's true because we grow and learn every day to be better. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah,
and I just
feel
like they didn't grow. They just all got older. The same, they just doing the same stuff. They just got older. Which I don't know. Maybe that's it anyway.
I know some couples that have been together for quite a while, and they have a beautiful relationship. I'm not saying they may not go through things. You know, that's behind closed doors. But for all intents and purposes, they love each other. And they work through it, and they do the best for each other to bring that out, you know?
I've seen
to bring the
like
goodness
that
out of each other.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, actually, that's what I'm looking for. I'm like, I don't expect a perfect partner, but I expect for us to at least work together. And like, I shouldn't have to come and fight you, too. I shouldn't have to deal with the world and deal with fighting you. I'm not going to come home and fight you, too. I'm not, like, and I know we're not going to agree on everything. That's fine, too. So we can agree to disagree, and I still love you.
Yeah, but then that goes back to my first question, what's the deal breaker? You know, because you try to find that out, even though sometimes people change up on you. What the kids say, they'll switch up on you later on down the line. You may see the first 3 months like, oh, yeah, and all that stuff. And all of a sudden by the fourth month, say, what did you say? Excuse me? You know, like, where did that come from?
but
life is give and take. And I know love is the most powerful energy in this universe, in this, not only this world and universe, but a lot of people don't understand love because they don't love themselves first. When you love yourself, you know what you want out of the next person.
And if you love somebody, you tell them the truth to me. Like, you might not like what I said, but at least I still told you the truth. Right. I agree with that. Like, let's love each other and be honest. I don't come with no best representative. You see what you get up front. And I used to, when I go out on a date with these guys, they would always say, I'm glad you allowed me to be myself. And at first I was like, who are you? Who are you on another date? And so they were like, well, you know, a lot of people, they're very pretentious, and I'm used to pretentious women, and I just act pretentious, too. I'm like, no, I want you to see exactly what you're getting because I want to see exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of fake intimacy around. To me, it's a lot of fake intimacy.
Yeah, you gotta be for real. Thank God I grew out of it. I used to be brutally honest. My family would tell you, you're like, why you say that? I'm being honest. Oh, yeah, I need to be brutally honest. Oh, we have our family gathering and stuff. I'm going to tell you what time it is. Don't ask me. I'd always say, don't ask me. Because if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. So, but I've grown out of that God that I have. I'd make a person cry and wouldn't even care. 2 tears in a bucket, keep pushing.
No, not you, Linus.
Oh, yes, even my daughters, both my daughters will tell you, I was brutal. I used to hurt their feelings, too. I didn't have to whoop them. I'd just make them look at themselves. How you going to talk about your girlfriend? Look at your hot ass.
I'm honest, too. But even in
but, you know, I've grown now. I'm not of that. I try to be a compromise, Shavapodi. I try to compromise. And look at it from your point of view, not just mine.
I do. Now, I do. I'm like, I believe in compromise. And I'm like, I will. Like, this, I'm about democracy and let's equally. In fact, that's why the problem became is because I compromised too much. I think women, and maybe I'm, you know, I'm jaded from my relationship. I believe we compromise so much that they start feeling like they the king and we the paupers instead of, I compromise because I love you and I want you to be happy. So here, I'll just put myself second-class citizen. And then they start treating you like a second-class citizen. But I don't know.
Oh, no,
I
honey.
That's probably...
No. You always are a queen. I let a man know in a minute. You know I'm Queen Linus, right? And I don't deal with peasants. So I'm Queen Linus. When you address me, you don't have to call me queen, but that is my position.
Right. I agree. Now, I'm like that now, but before, like, I'm like, oh, okay, if you want to do that, okay, even though I want to do something different, okay, it's all about now. That's why I'm like, that's why I've been by myself so long, because I love being the queen. I'm going to say it, like, why would I give up my whole queendom?
Yeah, I want the man, too, to be my king. You know, it works both ways.
Yeah.
Not only do I want you to address me as a woman, as a queen, but I want to address you, too, as a man, as my king. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I first met Mr. Smith, I let him know that I was looking for a husband. I'm not playing around. I ain't looking for nobody to play with. I'm looking for a husband. He let me know right then and there. I'm looking for a wife. I ain't looking for nobody to play with either. I'm tired of, you know, just running around and playing and doing all this. He said he was ready to get married, too, so.
How did you say, okay, were you married, had you ever been married before, or he's your one and only husband?
Oh, no, I've been married before.
So how did you know, okay, what made you say, okay, I'm willing to do this again, and he is the one I'm going to do it with?
Because I knew that I did not want to be a playgirl all my life. I wanted a husband, someone that I could share life with, set a foundation with, and have children with. So that's how I knew. I've always been like that ever since I was young, watching my parents and stuff. I knew what I wanted in a man, and it wasn't playing around and being somebody's girlfriend, and it was not somebody trying to use me and all that kind of stuff. I didn't play with that. I left that alone. I had several boyfriends before I got married, and they knew I was on somebody else's arm. I wasn't playing around with them. So I knew that Mr. Smith, when I met him, I let him know right then and there, I'm looking for a husband. I'm not looking for anybody to play around with. And neither was he. We're in our 30s now, so yes, let's get married. We finally got married. He knew he wanted me because he took me home to meet his mom and stuff, and she loved me and adored me. It's told him that this is the one.
Wow.
That was nice.
He told his mom
Christina,
he married
anybody.
Christina,
I need you to compliment my two-minute mark has went down. So, come on, I want to hear from you, Christina.
Christina's on the line. She's so quiet.
I was eating my supper. I'm eating my supper. And then I had to take the dog out for a walk. I missed the question.
Have you ever been?
No, Miss Wilhelmina was just explaining, which was beautiful, why she got married again to her husband. So is your husband your one and only, or were you married before?
No, it's the one and only. But I think we were raised a little different. Him and I both came out of Catholic schools, and marriage is a sacrament. I mean,
it is.
And it's a blessing.
I agree.
And he's in the background. He's saying, and I'm madly in love with you.
I agree with that. And you're supposed to be a blessing to each other. I agree. Like I've
that I literally haven't even had sex or a boyfriend since 2014. I date, but it's like you can see we're not a match. And then they people playing games and all this other, and then this fake intimacy people are supposed to like be like, I really want a real partner. Like, we're supposed to be real with each other. Like, oh no. And I think people think it's all like television, like some Disney channel. Like, I know things aren't supposed to, like, everything's going to be magical and romantic. I just want somebody real and relevant. Like, this, here, this is who I am. This is who you are. Can we, you know, love each other and help us get through life? I support you. You support me. And we love each other. It's like, but that seems to be, like, a ridiculous request right now. I don't know. But I love that. I love that.
Lennis?
Yes,
I just want to tell you one thing. Do you know Queen Elizabeth used to call Princess Diana Diana?
Oh, really? She had no respect for her. But that was kind of obvious when she died because, you know, she didn't want to have a funeral for her. She was forced to. Her and Philip didn't want to have a funeral
but
for Diana because
she
was too
call
well liked
Diana.
Around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But she would call her Diana, huh?
Diana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Diana. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Oh,
it's just an interesting thing on the ER on the end of a name.
I was really impressed that Princess Diana came out and said, hey, he's got another woman. Like you know, we watched the fairy tale wedding and oh, and he was looking for the princess. And really, he just was looking for two heirs and for her to be fake and phony through the whole relationship. And then here she is thinking, oh, like we all do, we're going to be married forever, and you're going to love me, and I'm going to love you. And really, he had his whole agenda, and like you were supposed to be a puppet in his agenda. So I was really proud that she came. I didn't think when that television, like we all were watching that TV show where she said, hey, there's another person in this marriage.
Yeah.
What?
And she ugly. Camilla Bowles is ugly. She was like Nightmare on My Street compared to Princess Diana.
But what do you think about her being queen?
She was married, too. She had a husband herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, her and Charles had their little fling thing going on. But she's I shouldn't really, I mean, that's not nice to say that she's ugly, but when I think of Diana and what she did for humanity and the children, I see more than just the physical beauty. I see the inner beauty of her. Where Camilla Bowles is all about the money and the title.
Yeah. If everybody's down with Diana, when she had that baby that had HIV, that's when everybody, to me, that's when I fell in love with her. I like, this lady is real and relevant, and she really cares for humanity. It's not, let me wave and smile and look cute in my suit, right?
No, she was a true human being as far as thinking about humanity, you know. But her heart was the children. She loved the little children, you know, HIV, whatever. But she loved children. So
people said that she faked her death. Do you believe that?
No,
like,
she didn't fake her death.
What do you think, Lennis? Did she fake her death?
No, she didn't fake her death. She gone, just like Elvis is gone. Sammy Davis is gone. I had to play with somebody talking about Elvis. I said, yeah, I saw Sammy the other day walking down the street. Yeah, a lot of those people are dead. Michael Jackson, he's dead. You know. Now, JFK, we might see him this year. JFK Jr., we might see him this year. He is not dead.
Really?
No, JFK Jr. is not dead. In fact, Biden is kept living in Texas underground.
Wow. I believe
that. Diana was seen at one of Trump's rallies, and they got him away quick enough before any photographer, anybody could really say, was that JFK Jr.? No. Was that really him? So they got him away really fast. But, yeah, he was at one of the Trump rallies in Texas. He's going to come out. I'm hoping it's 2023 or 2024, but I'm hoping it's this year that he comes out. And it's going to shock the world. It's going to shock the world. But there was a reason
why
that happened.
What about his wife? What about his wife? Because she was supposed to have died at the same time.
Gone. I think her and her sister are gone.
Oh,
why do you think,
they're gone?
Why would he take
it? It was a lot of scary stuff going on politically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of scary stuff going on. You know, they might have come out of Camelot, and I even say now that I think Obama and Michelle are the new Camelot, but they didn't like the political thing at that time. They didn't like because JFK wanted to get out of Vietnam. Robert Kennedy was very active in civil rights. They didn't want that at that time. To get out of Vietnam, it was money, number one. And back then in civil rights, the Robert Kennedy was trying to fight for it. The black people still, African Americans, were not accepted, not really. So, you know, it's like you got to go.
Are you talking about John F. Kennedy Jr. still alive or John F. Kennedy is still alive? Which one are you talking
about? No, Junior. Dad's gone. It's Junior. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Junior.
So you think he was faking his death because of the Vietnam War? It was over.
Oh, that was
they
Senior. That was Daddy. He wanted to stop the Vietnam War. JFK,
yeah, but I'm
Senior, yeah, he wanted to stop it, and they were like, no, that's too much money. You crazy.
Well, I get that. Not just that, like you said, the civil rights, but I'm talking about why would the son try to fake his death? Why would he fake his death?
Because they were trying
to kill
him.
Because they were after the Kennedys. They wanted them all by anything.
The
only one alive is the daughter. All of them are gone, you know, other than the big Kennedy clan now back in Massachusetts.
They curse on them. When they call them the Kennedy curse, really people wanted them dead, huh? Yeah.
It's 8:06.
Oh, that's right. For you, it says 6:08. The show ended quite a while ago, 8 minutes ago. we were in such a conversation, so, you know, this isn't being recorded. What we're talking about now, it's not being recorded.
Yeah,
this is just open air,
So
you can say shit, damn, whatever. It ain't being recorded.
I didn't know it was being recorded. I thought we were just talking. Wow.
No, you can go back and listen to the show. You can go back in to BTR, to Blog Talk Radio, and listen to the show. Yes, ma'am. But, yeah, it ended at, well, whatever your time, 6 o'clock here, 8 o'clock there, or 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So, yeah, we're just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just talking. But it's
okay.
It's
so
all
one more really good question. What about Michelle? Is she really a male?
Well,
I'm gonna tell you, I saw she first people was like, I should.
She's not a male. She's more like a morphodite. Her mother made her a woman.
They showed them.
You know what a morphodite is, where they have both sexual organs.
Right.
So her mother wanted her to be a girl. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Joan Rivers was the one that called Michelle. Joan Rivers was the one that said Michelle was a tranny. He said everyone in Hollywood knows.
Right. If you go on BitChute, somebody did a whole video, and it showed him. It looked just like him in a male, but now he's a female. I was floored. I was like, oh, my God. Like you said, Joan Rivers, they even put that in the clip. And then they showed clips where whatever it's coming out, and you could see the penis imprint on some of them outfits. It blew my mind.
Yes. Yes.
On some of Michelle's outfits?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
If I find that video, I'm going to send it to you. Because I always thought at the time they always crying.
Whoa.
Oh, get off of it. But then when I saw that video, I ain't going to lie. I'm convinced she was a man, too. I am not even going to lie. I was like, oh, I see. Like, wow, we've been hoodwinked. I mean, I really don't care. Anyway, whatever. Do you be happy? Do you? But that video, you know, they got all this technology to make you believe what you want to. But they got pictures.
That's true. Because CGI is terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these pictures look like old pictures where Michelle was Michael. And they got all this evidence showing Michael. They called him Michael. And then how they had the surgery. And then I was just like, especially when they show regular video. Now this part was true. Like when she had a pants on or something. She's coming down the steps or whatever, and you can see something swinging in them pants now, right?
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna find that and send it to you. I was like, wait a minute.
They had some tarot readers on YouTube have called her Big Mike and said that she's very much a transsexual. So now I'm going to say this. When her and Obama came on the scene, this is before he became president, a lady came forward and said that she was, what's the youngest girl's name? She was her mother. That she birthed her, surrogate. She was a surrogate mother, and that she had birthed her. Because that youngest girl, she looks just like Michelle's mama to me. She looks just like her mama. But anyway, the woman came forward and her husband was with her. Next thing you knew, it got hushed up so quick like it was lightning that had hit her. You ain't heard no more from her. But she said, I'm the surrogate mother for that youngest girl.
Especially after this whole COVID scam, I really believe that was micro. I don't care. Do you be happy? You want to be happy? Just don't lie about it. Like, just say, hey, we in love. This is what it is, and this is what I like. Be happy about
it.
Exactly. But I changed my mind. I ain't gonna lie. First, I was one of those fans. They just harassing her and they always picking at her. And then after I saw that video, I'm like, oh yep, that was a dude. Yep, that was Michael.
I agree. I think that she was a dude.
Well, whoever the surrogate mother was for that oldest girl, she looks just like her daddy. That oldest one? Yeah, she looks just like her daddy.
So that surrogate was close. And it was his sperm, I'm sure. And they do have that technology, what you call it, that baby, that designer baby sperm now. They do got that designer baby stuff. They got that technology already anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's been out. They just busted here about a year ago a baby, they called them uterine chambers, that they were cloning kids. And then it came out on Lincoln here this year that they said they could do 30,000 babies a year cloning them.
What?
Yep, that technology is, it's out there. But they destroyed, the shadow government destroyed the one about a year ago that they found out, and it was four scientists. And it was called the uterine chambers, and they had these eggs and sperm, whatever, fetus.
Mm-hmm.
They had these fetus, and they called them uterine chambers. And they said they thought it was about 30 or 40,000 then that they destroyed, the government destroyed. Well, now this year, this was, I think, in January on Lincoln, and they said now they have a technology, which has been out, they can do 30,000 kids, babies a year and clone them. Want a blue eye, brown eye, you want a really intelligent or athletic. You can get your child or whatever you want. So I was like, well, in that case, you don't screw no more to get a kid.
Why?
I kind
of
like
the fun out of
myself.
You give them the eggs and the sperm and let them say, oh, I want brown hair and intelligence and this and that, and then they go ahead and put it in the petri dish and come up with it.
Well, they're tweaking the genes in the spiral. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's why they're saying cloning, because they take a cell from you and a cell from the husband. And then, like you say, the petri dish, they call them uterine chambers. They bring them together, and then they make this clone child to be what you want.
Mm-hmm. And then even the
spiral. But I don't know. I'm not, it bothers me because it's not of God. So that's where it bothers me. You're manufacturing a human being. You're not letting what God put us down here to multiply, if that is to be. I mean, some women or men don't have kids. That's fine. But the ones that can, that's what God put us down here too, because maybe the ones that don't have kids, they're a good uncle or aunt to a child that needs that love. Who knows?
Exactly. And I think I worry about the soul. I'm like, when you're doing all that, do they really have a soul? Like, what is really going on?
I am wondering that too.
I don't like it too much for me. I'm like,
And if they're manufacturing them, someone must own them.
Exactly. But they said, which I believe, because, they have videos where, they say these stars, they're clones. they're like, they start malfunctioning. And then my favorite was that football game where that football player was literally just stuck on the field in the same position, like bent over. And I'm like, what? And then they hurry up and took it off television. It's like, well, then who's really playing? Who sits there in that? Like, it was like a robot. And so they, I believe they got all these robots.
Oh, I saw
here.
That Shaq, and it was another basketball player that just sat, just looked at the screen. Everybody's still talking, and just frozen. They say, I'm going to tell you, they call it a matrix. Say it's in a matrix. Like when you see a bird in the sky, it's just there, it's not flying. Or a plane is just in the sky. It's not even moving forward. It's just like they tell it's in a matrix. But we live in dimensionals. We're in this timeline, all of us, but we also are in different dimensions and multiverses. I think we do change. You know, I think you do step into another realm and come back, and you just don't know it. You know?
And I think
look, nobody ever talked to Shaq about that. Like, man, why you froze up on the screen? What's up? Nobody never said anything. So it was like it was oblivious, right?
Cardi B, they got a whole video. Cardi B did the same thing. Katy Perry did the same thing. They all sit up there and just glitch, right? And it's like, what is really going on? And just like you said, in there, they just keep going like nothing happened. Like everybody pretending.
Yeah,
like,
nobody says anything. Yes, ma'am. Nobody says anything, and that's even scarier because you don't acknowledge it. If we see it watching the television or on the internet, how come y'all don't see it? What is it that you're missing?
I came to the conclusion we living in a video game. That's what I did. I was like, we just in a video game. And then they come out with a new play so you can stay involved. I'm like, I live in a straight video game. That's what I believe now. I'm like, it's all bullshit.
Well, they owe me some money and some awards, man.
You know how the video game, you die, you got to come back with a different life. That's what I really believe. I'm like,
I want to come back with Keanu Reeves.
I want to come back with Denzel.
Let me tell you, I think Keanu Reeves is gay deep down, but he pretend like he's not. What do you think? But like, I used to love Keanu, I still like him, don't get me wrong, but I believe.
You think he's gay? No. You know, the woman he was going to marry, she died of cancer.
That was a sacrifice.
He was
going to
get married years ago.
And even they were supposed to have a baby and stuff. But he's got that dark film behind his eyes. If you read his eyes, either something that, no, or like Kevin Hart got that dark film behind. It's like a shield behind their eyes. And to me, that's my sign that they're either gay or they're evil. And so that's why I say.
Well, he's nowhere evil because he's helped out so many people. So I know he's not
evil.
I know that.
That's why I said I believe he's closet. I believe he's a closet gay person. I really do. I don't even care. I really don't care. But whatever, because I still think he's a phenomenal actor. He get an A+ in acting. I love him now.
I don't even care.
Oh,
yeah.
I do, too.
I'm going to have to bring that question up on the show and let me go into it and see, because I've never looked at him in that perspective. To be honest with you, I looked at Keanu Reeves as an angel. Now, that's me. But I looked at him as an angel because even as famous as he is, this guy will get on the subway, he'll take a taxi, and he's very honorable and respectful to people. So I was like, you got money. You can drive a limo, a Bentley, get a Learjet or whatever. And all that stuff does not interest him. It don't interest him. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I looked at him as an angel.
That's a nice person. I don't believe your sexuality will make you mean or nice. Like, I think it could be either. I really do. I believe that people get mad at me better, but I believe God created homosexuals. I really believe, especially if you got over 2,000 animals that are homosexuals. I believe God created them like that. Like, what it is. I'm not saying he is or not, but I'm telling you, that film, he got that same film right behind. I can see that. And he's got it right behind his eyes, so it's either to me, either that's my sign, they're evil or gay. One of them.
Okay,
well,
one quick question, and then we're going to get off. What do you think of transsexuals?
I really believe, this is my thing, I believe these men literally just want to wear women's clothes. And that our society says to them, because they like women's stuff, whether it's makeup, nail polish or clothes. You want to be a woman. You want to be a woman. And it's not true, because when a lot of them go get that sex change, they regret it. And so, and what happens is, and I say, it's just like the first woman who decided to wear pink. Lottie Dottie, everybody said, oh, she want to be a man. Oh, she's a dyke. No, she just wanted to wear pants. And I said, and so because we tell people, like, because it's kind of stupid, really, if you think back in the Roman days where that's all they wore was dresses and skirts, if you want to classify it as that. And then in the same way with now, I love pants. I'm straight. I love men. I'm not a lesbian, never been curious about it. And so just because I love pants, and I wanted a chemistry set. When I was younger, I wanted to play football. I wanted to wear pants. I wanted a lot of the, quote, masculine stuff. I didn't want to be a boy. I just wanted to do, but society is the one that says this is the box that you're supposed to be at. Because when these people end up getting these gender surgeries, most of them, like, it's like 70-80% of them change their mind and wish they never had it done. And I literally think it's because we tell, like, men, even now, I think Kanye, a couple of people came out with those dresses where these men had, like, skirts and stuff. Society bashed them so bad and said, you're a woman. And really, no, it's a kill. Like, what you do, they got a lot of masculine men. They straight and they super masculine. Them Irish men who wear them kilts, they super masculine. But they just want to wear that stuff. Like, remember when earrings, when the man first got his ear pierced? Oh, he's gay. But, well, you get the second
yeah,
question,
I remember
oh,
that
gay.
Back in the 70s and 80s.
If you wear pink, they gay. And it's because our society dictates our clothing, and it's utterly ridiculous, whether what color clothing and how you want to, it's just clothing. Now, it's inside. That's inside. And the problem is we tell people over and over and over again, you want to be a woman. The minute they want to wear nail polish, makeup, and some of these men need to wear makeup, but we got to wear makeup. A lot of these men need it. I ain't not. Go put some makeup on so you can look better for me, too. but how can we fart? We do them a disservice. I really believe that. I believe if you never said anything about you want to be a man or a woman, and you let them wear what they wanted to wear, they just put that little lipstick on or their little shoe thing, and they would keep their penises. I really believe that. Most of them would.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a problem with them changing their sexuality and saying that they're a woman when they know they could never birth a child. They're a man. But now you done got these titties, and you either still have your apparatus downstairs or you've had it removed. But you were born, whatever you were born, that's who you are. If you were born a male, it's either penis or vagina. Okay? So that's what you were born. Maybe for some reason from a past life experience you feel like, gosh, I really love being a woman. I want to be a woman again. Okay, maybe that comes in with the homosexuality. I understand that. But why do you have to change your anatomy? Why do you go that far? Because just like you said, Shava Bodhi, some of them feel like they made a mistake. This is a problem I have with all the sexuality right now in our society, because you got these young kids at 11, 12, 13 years old and say that they're this or that. No, you're just curious. That gummit, you're just curious about life. You ain't that.
I don't even think they're curious. I think society make them curious, because this girl, she was so I go to Zumba, and her mom was pregnant. So she said, I'm not going to go to Zumba anymore because my mom had the baby. We don't have a ride. So me and the Zumba teacher would take turns picking her up. As soon as she hopped in my car, she says, I got to tell my mom I'm bi. I don't know how to tell her. I said, and she's like 11. And I said, what? And she goes, yeah, I'm bi. I got to figure out how to tell my mom. I said, so what makes you think you're bi? And she goes, because I like women. I said, does your vagina get turned on? She goes, no. I said, well, let me tell you something. Unless your vagina gets turned on, that's what dictates what you like. I said, I love women. They're my best friend. They're beautiful. I have a great time with them. I have a lot of women friends, but my vagina doesn't get turned on at all with those women. I genuinely love them. And I said, and so when you get older, and I, this is how I learned this. And so, and it blew my mind. So they're trying to trick these kids to convince them just because you have genuine feelings for this person that they want to, our society wants to make them feel like those feelings should be transferred to their sexuality when they're not even thinking about sex. And somebody's getting feelings down there. So then this is how I realized, because my daughter hung out with this little gay Filipino. Like the very first day they were in the ninth grade, I met him. So he comes back. They went to the mall. He comes back and he's like, "Hey, I'm so mad." I was like, "What are you mad about?" And he's like, "This girl asked your daughter in front of my face, was I gay? Like I wasn't even there." Now, I can see he's gay all day. I said, "Well, are you gay?" He's like, "No." I said, "Would your parents be upset if you were gay?" He's like, "No," because I thought he was putting on an act because he thought I was going to judge him. That's what I literally thought. So I said, "Yeah, that's rude and disrespectful." He gets in the 12th grade. He comes to the house. He's like, "Mom, I got something to tell you." I was like, "What?" He goes, "I'm gay." I said, "I already knew you were gay. I knew you were gay the day I saw you. Everybody knew you were gay." And I said, "You didn't know you were gay?" He said, now he thought he was in love with this girl named Katrina. They were all best friends, right? Oh, he loved Katrina. Like, he was always impressed. She would come over to the house crying, and Katrina did this. But he just loved her as a person. And so I said, "Well, how did you figure it out?" He said, "When I was sitting in class, I never got turned on with my penis. I started noticing my penis was getting turned on with men. I love women just like a lot of these gay guys. Like, they love women, but their penis literally only gets turned on with men." And I said, "Well, it's funny because some of these little, you can tell when they little. You can see that 3-year-old, oh, he gay already. Right? That's why the guy made him like that. Some of them you can see because that guy, we all knew he was gay, but he didn't know it." And then I said, "So you mean to tell me that?" He said, "No, I literally thought Katrina, I was in, you remember how it was?" I said, "That's true." He said, "But I was just so in love with her until my penis." And so that's what made me tell that girl that. If your vagina doesn't get turned on, and that's why I said, oh, society is also contributing to talking about sex, and especially with that her, him crap, it makes me mad. Like, and I said, stop teaching these kids about sex. Just tell them, hey, this is what does your vagina get turned on? See, what you're not going to tell me, what I'm never going to believe in, and my son, he always say, oh, it's a psychological disorder, or oh, it's a demon and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I said, I see little kids and stuff, like, you could tell they're going to be gay from day one. And I said, and then it's not that much. I do believe people do experiment. Now, some women, I'm curious, and I really believe God makes, just like he made the blackest black person to the whitest white person, I believe he did that with sexuality. He made the straightest male to the most lesbian woman. I believe God likes variety. I just believe that, and I believe we shouldn't judge him like that. And I do believe some people just make a choice now. Some people just say, oh, I'm going to try it, and I'm going to, these men piss me off, so I'm going to be gay or something. I do believe some people are like that, but, like, my neighbor, I knew she was gay. My neighbor's daughter, like, she would date these guys, and she would come over here, I don't know why Mariah doesn't like me. And I said, I told her, that her daughter's in 12th grade. My son was in 12th grade. I said, I believe your daughter's gay. She her head blew back like she saw three demons when I told her that, right? She ran her house fast enough, right? literally a year later, I was outside fertilizing, putting something in my yard. She said, "Shirley," I said, "What?" She said, "That girl down the street turned my daughter gay." I said, "No, your daughter was just gay." She's like, no, she turned my daughter gay. I said, "Listen, I've been around a bunch of lesbians. I have never kissed them. I ain't never turned gay. There ain't no such thing as turning. Your daughter being like that." And so they put her daughter in therapy, right? Oh, you know, they're a deacon and a deaconess, too. Right?
Oh, boy.
So they, oh, it was a nightmare.
Oh, Lord.
And her daughter told him she wanted to be a boy and hold it all. So it was like, it was a huge crisis. They took her car. They took her out of school. They tried to weaponize her to turn straight. You know what I mean? They took everything from her, hoping you're going to turn straight. Well, you ain't going to get no car. You're going to pay for your own college. We're going to just dog you out till you turn back straight, really, right? Now, her daughter got a little girlfriend, like she, my son's 31, so she's 31. But she's 31 and just happy with her little girlfriend, right? And so, and I saw that, like, from jump street. And plus, it's too much society pressure that says, you better be straight. It's hard, like, it takes a lot of balls to go ahead and say, I don't care, I'm going to go ahead and be gay. Like, it's too much society, especially that girl went through hell, like, from her parents trying to be straight.
Yeah.
And I don't think people would pick that. People ain't going to pick all that drama and chaos if it's just not in them. And I saw that. I saw she was going to be. I think your daughter gay. Right? Look, please. So I don't know. I think God made them like that. And then it's part of our whole learn to love people, of duality. It's our video game experience to hate on people for being black or gay or Christian or Muslim or rich or poor. To me, it's part of the whole game plan. Oh, no.
Well, I still have a problem with transsexuals, so that's just me.
No, I agree
that's
with you.
That's just me, because I feel like, and a lot of them that have changed their sex are still, they want, I mean, you know, or they still have the penis. They still want to be with men. Well, why are you trying to look like a woman? I don't know. If you're homosexual, that's one thing. I can deal with that. Lesbianism, I can deal with it. They got now 27 different sexualities. That's it. It's only two things, penis or vagina. That's it. That's the way God made
us. Or both.
Or both. Or both, yeah, if you're a morphogite, yeah, or both. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, something I need to work through for my own self to accept transsexuals, because they've got, there's that woman, Flame Monroe, she's a comedian. Now, she loves men, but she had her breast made into women's breasts, but she still has it, but he still has a penis. Then there's the other woman on YouTube, T.S. Madison. Now, she has a penis, but for all intents and purposes, you don't know that. She looks just like a woman, but she only messes with men. A woman does not turn her on in the least. Then why be a woman? I don't know. Like I said, I understand homosexuality and lesbian. I'll give them a break. But after that, no. No, I don't. The bisexual and all that, make your mind up. Either you're going to be with a man or a woman. This back and forth shit don't work. But that's probably just me. But anyway. Well, ladies, we gotta get off. It's almost 6:35 here, so I know it must be 8 or 9 there. But
it's
anyway, thank you so much, Miss Wilhelmina and Christina for hanging out. Everybody else has dropped off and left, so thank you, ladies, for hanging in there with me. And it was a good show tonight. Jesus, that was a good show.
Yes,
I truly enjoyed.
And thank you for having the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, see, I still got questions I didn't get to, so I'll just bring them over to next Friday. But yeah, I got some more questions. Yeah, yeah. I knew this one was going to be an exciting one. So anyway, well, you ladies have a good weekend. God bless you. Love, magic, miracles. Claim it, blessed be. Thank you both so much, and I will see you on Tuesday. Be safe with the weather. You too, Christina, because I know you guys are kind of in the choppy waters too up there. So,
yeah, they're saying up to 10 inches of concrete snow. Whoever even heard of concrete snow?
I don't know, but you be careful if you have to go out there, you and your husband. Be real careful because concrete is heavy. So that's what I'm saying. It must be really heavy snow, thick snow.
Well, and it's in
so
the 40s,
be careful,
here, so I think it's going to be a lot of wet snow.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you and Ms. Wilhelmina have a wonderful weekend with your family and friends, and I'll see you Tuesday at 6. Well, 6 my time,
okay.
Be 8 or 9 your time.
Okay, all right. You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Night.